Good morning to you all. We're glad you're at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship, we've come to our last in our series that we have been doing on an expression that's used in the Old Testament and in the New Testament of honoring the Lord, serving the Lord with all of our heart. I come to Matthew chapter 22 today, and I want to read several verses related to this particular section because I want you to get the context of what the Lord shares here. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The Lord Jesus Christ, in just a few words, summarized all of the law that had been given into two basic thoughts. Love the Lord with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, you know, the Lord was the great teacher, the great rabbi. He was the one that could condense truth down and give instruction that we need to hear. And this is a great, great passage of Scripture. The Lord was taking a question that was intended to trip him up, and he turned it around and gave the greatest possible measure of truth that he could give. I wonder, did they get it? And I ask the same question of us, do we get it? What does it mean to love the Lord with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind and with all of our strength? What does that mean? How does that translate into daily living? It's just so many times words, I think, that kind of get muddled around in the brain, and we think on it for a little bit and kind of push it off to one side and go back to default position. You know, this should be the default position of the Christian. To love God, not just in part, but in whole. As it says here, not only to love God with our whole heart, but with our soul. That is the innermost being, the real you, the real me. Not just a political mindset that we hear so much. The last few days have been unveiling, stripping away the true realities of the candidates that are running for president this year. Two ways of thinking, one way in private and one way in public. That's not how God wants us to live. God wants us to be consistent in our love for Him and in our soul. And then He says this, and with all thy mind. That means your thinking. Your thinking is absorbed with Him. All of it. All of your thinking. Now that translates into a different life than most live today. A completely different life, if this were allowed to be true. And then on top of that, to love my neighbor as myself, you've got to be kidding. You don't know my neighbor. And the other neighbor says, you don't know my neighbor. Talking about you. Yeah. We have such a facade, do we not, of the way we think about things and the way we think about others and so forth, and we put on our little pasty smile, you know, at the right time, and then we take it off when we're in private. Listen, we're to be consistent in public and in private. That is the great lesson that we learn from all of these passages that we've looked at. Over a dozen different passages that encourage us to love God with all our heart, to serve God with our whole heart. And then he says here, with our soul and with our mind. That means every part of your being. Would you give yourself a test this morning and be honest in your grading? It's easy to grade on a curve, but you can't do that. Grade accurately and ask yourself the question, do I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind? And I think that if you're honest in your grading, you'll find out that's not true. We need to ask God for His power and for His strength. We're not talking about emotional type stuff here. We're talking about the act of the will. I will love God I will love Him with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind. And that means you have to saturate your heart, mind, and soul with this right here, the Word of God. You can't do it apart from this book. This book must be the center. May God help us. And I hope that in this series you have been encouraged to examine your heart and to see whether it's real or if it's just something that we like to talk about. There's a big difference between the two, and it needs to be something that's real in our lives.